I do come from a, like I said, a rural area. A lot of cowboy folks in my area. You know, when I graduated high school, I started shoeing horses for a living. This is the truth. A technical name for that is farrier. And I'd travel around and I'd shoe horses, and it come to time for me to decide if I wanted to make comedy a career. And I was able to do that, and God blessed me with that path in 1994. But I didn't know, honestly, if that's what I wanted to do. And I remember rolling up to this farm one day. I was going to shoe a team of draft horses. Draft horses are twice the size of a normal horse. They're bred for pulling things. They're powerful animals. And, you know, if the horse that size don't want you nailing shoes in his feet, you're going to have a long day. And as I'm unloading my equipment at that farm, I was asking myself, and I remember that, you know, this being the first time that I remember God speaking to me directly as a young man, or the first time that I was able to listen to him. I was unloading my equipment. I'm like, you know, do you want to be a horseshoer or do you want to be a comedian? I swear I no sooner had that thought, and I heard this big wreck behind the barn. And I run back there, and this old boy was laying flat on his back, and blood trickling down his head. His big old horse is running across his field, dragging a live oak tree. And I asked the guy, I said, man, what happened? He said, well, I had him tied to that tree waiting on you. And he just took off with it. I want you to shoe him. I said, well, you're gonna have to find somebody else. I'm a comedian. I heard you.